The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a major rezoning plan for more than 7,000 potential new homes in South and West Dublin has moved a step closer, despite strong objections from a number of local politicians. Some of the plans, including developing land near the Liffey Valley in Lucan, have been described as unthinkable and an absolute disgrace. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Gogarty, Independent TD for Dublin Midwest, and Tom Phillips, who's Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning at UCD. Good morning to you both. Paul Gogarty, I'll come to you first. Do you believe these plans are an unthinkable disgrace?
Well, good morning, Claire. I think that some proposals should never be built on. Some should be built on once the amenities and infrastructure are put in place. So it's a two-pronged approach. But just to look at the overall picture, we have 56,000 units worth of land already zoned for housing in South Dublin County, and 12,600 of those have already been granted. So this additional up to 9,000 houses, to me, is oversupply. And what it's going to do, it's going to rezone land for housing. And once it's zoned, it can never be dezoned. Otherwise, you're talking about compensation claims for developers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it now, couldn't be oversupply now because we need 300,000 houses, you know, over the next couple of years.
The question is, are you actually going to build the lands that are already zoned? And you have situations, you mentioned St. Edmundsbury in the Liffey Valley, right beside a special amenity area, which should never have been even considered. I do believe it's a Trojan horse, and hopefully it will be voted down. So certain councillors will be able to say, well, look, we didn't zone St. Ed's.
What is that land? Is that parkland at the moment?
What it actually is, it's the entrance to the Liffey Valley going down, sloping down towards the River Liffey. It's obviously, it's owned by the owners of the complex where St. Patrick's Hospital is currently located. It's zoned amenity at the moment. There have been several attempts to rezone it, and at each time it's been stopped. Now, that's the big ticket item, so to speak. But then you go down to the likes of City West and Saggart, where the government has taken over the iPass Centre in the old City West Hotel complex. Residents want to see that redeveloped in the long term as a hotel and an amenity, but there's proposals to rezone land there as well, for example. There's proposals to rezone land to the west of Adamstown, massive amounts of land. And again, Adamstown doesn't have the facilities and infrastructure it was promised. In actual fact, the council planners took away a swimming pool that was planned in the plan. They also consistently objected to trying to put department stores into Adamstown because it would upset the retail hierarchy of Liffey Valley. So people basically have to either try and get a bus service that doesn't turn up or drive to Liffey Valley. So we're talking about good planning.
Let's hear from Tom, and I'll come back to you in a moment. So, Tom, you've heard the arguments there, and I know there's a very strong lobby in Dublin West against further expansion plans and further development, certainly without the infrastructure that people there believe is needed. What do you say?
Well, I think that we do need to rezone the land. We have a housing crisis. That's the biggest issue, is the housing crisis. And the storage of cars, to me, is a secondary issue to the housing of people. And we have people probably listening to the radio whose parents might be objecting to rezoning, and they're in their late 20s and early 30s, and they can't get a house or afford a house. So it's about traffic management. It shouldn't be mixed up with the need for rezoning land. Why housing that the deputy refers to is not being built is probably for a number of reasons. But the issue with a lot of the provision of infrastructure is that you need to have that sometimes that certain forms of infrastructure follow development. And one of those is public transport. That's very rarely they're put in advance. So you have to have committed development before Dublin Bus can expand to these areas. And the big issue is we should be building 300,000. That's what the government is committed to build in, not in the lifetime of this government, but it'll be the next government when the commitment falls. It's the 31st of December 2030. And we need to be building 300,000 houses, which is 259 houses per working day, excluding weekends, bank holidays, etc. And we're not doing it.
Okay.
And the issue is to do with it.
As a planner, though, just to get the benefit of your expertise on this, I mean, is there any point in building houses if it's miserable to live in them? If you can't get in or out of your estate because of the traffic, if you can't park your car close to your house because of overpopulation, because there's, you know, if there's no school there, if there's no shops there, like, what is the benefit of that?
That doesn't happen in the sense that there isn't, that the, you have to get, there's so many checks and balances. Planning is so much difficult to get planning permission. You get to go to the local authority, then you've got to, inevitably, there's a 95% chance that any housing scheme will go to the on Commission Panola, formerly known as Bord Panola, and they have to have huge amount of plans in place that show a social infrastructure audit. So the deputy would make a reference to IPAS centres. IPAS centres can be put in places without a social infrastructure audit. Housing schemes can't. A planning consultant and the architect and the developer have to prove that the, for any scheme that's going forward at the moment, have to show that the correct infrastructure is in place, from creches to primary schools to secondary schools. So those checks and balances, which didn't really exist in the past, are now front and central to all housing schemes.
Okay, so Paul, it's in your head. It doesn't happen. Bad planning doesn't happen.
Bad planning does happen. When Clonburris had 8 to 11,000 houses planned, I made a proposal not to get rid of one unit, but to move closer to train stations, go higher up so you could create space for playing pitches and schools, and also to tie in the opening of train stations with housing. That was outvoted by Sinn Féin, Social Democrats, Labour. But at the same time, when we appealed to Bord Panola, the officials wouldn't let us cross-examine the likes of the NTA. We had to talk to the officials. They said, oh, don't worry, it's all going to be built. It hasn't been built, and that's the problem. So how can you add more housing onto an area when you don't have the guarantees and balances? Can I just get back to what Tom said about the need for housing? I absolutely support it. 3 years ago, and just to be clear, I've never taken any money or donation off a developer, but I did propose to rezone lands at the actual Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, because you got a big Tesco, you got a major shopping centre, you got a B&Q, and the space for 1,000 units in there, which would have made a lot of sense. The planning regulator said, no, there's enough housing already zoned in South Dublin for the next 30 years. And now 2 years later, for political reasons only, we're seeing proposals for this again. So it doesn't make sense in any way, shape or form. And I think that's an ideal area to put in housing. And then the cold cut lands that are quite near it would have amenities for playing pitches and community infrastructure. I think there's a win-win to be had. And Tom, for example, you would have been familiar, obviously, and involved with the glass bottle factory site where 3,000 units are put in the city centre. We need to build more in the city centre rather than letting Dublin develop like a donut and just planting in greenfield sites and waiting 20 years for infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely woeful planning.
What do you say to that, Tom, that really what we're inviting here is just an urban sprawl?
Well, we are the planning consultants on the glass bottle, and we're trying to put in 4,000 units in it, and that's underway. But that is an example of a strategic development zone, as is Adamstown. Adamstown was the first one. And so Adamstown was designated by the government back in May 2001 to develop housing. And what the problem is that the infrastructure always followed. And what now with the new Planning Act and the Minister Chambers' proposals for the accelerated infrastructure, that infrastructure has to come first. In the past, we used to have this thing that we conflated designation and delivery. We thought if you designate land, it will deliver. And we always missed the bit in the middle, which is the enablement and activation and making sure it happens and the infrastructure is in place. So that is now built in into the Planning Act. The new Planning Act of 2024 has it right in it, that the importance of three things: water, energy and transportation. And you cannot get permission to build a scheme if you cannot show that the infrastructure is in place or that it's committed and it's going to happen. And the government has never, I'm not a spokesman for the government, but I was reading a lot about it, the Accelerated Infrastructure Act and the Critical Infrastructure Act and the Accelerated Infrastructure Report commit billions of euro to the enablement of infrastructure. We've never done that before.
We've a lot of people, Tom, objecting to what you said about the checks and balances being in place. Bad planning does happen over and over again. More one-off housing is more of it. When will we learn? Another, I have a friend in Donabate. They don't have the schools, they don't have the creche facilities, etc. And the checks and balances are not there, they claim.
Well, can I respond to that?
You can.
Since the accusation, I didn't say there's no bad planning. I spent my days fighting with local authorities, so I never said that. That was a kind of a synopsis of it. There is bad planning. We have a situation at the moment that the number of one-off houses built in the country is happening away in the background. It's like the Blue Ocean Strategy. Like they're sailing away doing untouched one-off houses, and we have the big problem we have is multiple housing units, and there is bad planning. But any development nowadays, you have to give. Look, we would spend about a week doing a social infrastructure audit, going and ringing every single creche, every school and working it out. And it's all on the public domain and showing exactly where all our statistics come from. So I'm not saying there's no bad planning. There clearly is
Fair
bad
enough.
Planning.
Okay.
We're doing our best.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. Paul Gogarty and Tom Phillips, and I am sure that we will return to that one. Plenty of messages coming in. Another listener says, all the green fields that were promised in City West have been built on, and it is a shame. Your WhatsApp messages, welcome as always to 087 1400 106. Up next, Ed Finn is on a pilgrimage.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.